4 years ago, Mexico was high on President Bush's foreign policy agenda. He and newly elected Mexican President Vicente Fox were close friends. As governor of Texas, Mr. Bush was also well known and liked by the Mexican people. But the war in Iraq has changed the relationship. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Mexico City.
Mexicans speak of the time just after Presidents Bush and Fox were elected with nostalgia. President Bush promised then that Mexico would finally gain its place at the forefront of U.S. foreign policy. President Fox had ambitious plans for a new era of bilateral agreement. It all started so well. President Bush's first foreign trip was to Mexico. Mexico's former ambassador to the United Nations, Adolfo Aguilar Sincer, was there.
President Bush was very cheerful, and he played well with the Mexican press. He spoke two or three broken words in Spanish, but he did it in a nice way, in a friendly way. Bush showed himself to be so eager to give Mexico a higher place in the American agenda.
President Vicente Fox and President Bush also had so much in common. They had both been governors of border states. They both favored cowboy boots, owned ranches, and had a plain way of speaking. They were dubbed the two amigos, and they spoke of improved U.S.-Mexican relations. Political analyst Rafael Fernandez de Castro.
President Fox knew that a very hot honeymoon was coming between Mexico and the U.S. at the outset of these two administrations. So he decided to bet big to get a migration accord. For the very first time in the last 50 years, migration became the number one issue in the U.S.-Mexican agenda.
Even though President Bush did not agree with President Fox's vision of an open border within 10 years, there was progress. But all that changed after 9/11. President Bush's attention focused on Iraq. Then Mexico vociferously opposed the war and voted against the U.S. in the Security Council. Armand Pichard is the director of the Mexico Project at the Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies.
I think it's because they had such a close personal relationship that when President Fox was not able to support the Bush administration at the Security Council the way the Bush administration would have liked, I think President Bush obviously was somewhat taken aback by it, and it ended up affecting the relationship between the two presidents and to some extent the administrations.
Iraq has not only affected how the two leaders see each other, but also how the Mexican people see Bush too. Political analyst Rafael Fernandez de Castro.
It is fascinating to watch the turnaround in Mexican public opinion regarding Mr. Bush. At the outset of the Bush administration, Mr. Bush was, after President Fox, the single most important popular politician in Mexico.
Now, in a recent national poll of Mexican adults, 55% of respondents said they would prefer John Kerry to win this presidential election. Only 20% backed Bush. The reason most cited is how Bush has dealt with Iraq. President Vicente Fox has also suffered. While celebrated in Mexico for standing up to America during the war, he is also vilified for not keeping his promises in regards to immigration. Rafael Fernandez de Castro.
The conversation between Mexico and the U.S. was how to make these two economies to better converge, and how to go about an advancing towards a North American economic community. Now, the topics are security in the border, are again how to control illegal migration.
De Castro says many Mexicans believe that their chance for a new era with the U.S. has passed.
We believe that nor Bush nor Mr. Kerry will make much of a change in U.S.-Mexican relations. The election is causing very little interest in Mexico.
Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.